With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A proposed bipartisan immigration and national security bill is losing support in the Senate. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas doesn't expect the legislation to pass this week.
If Chuck Schumer insists on trying to move to this bill on Wednesday, I'm confident that vote is going to fail. It may not even get 50 votes because a number of Democrats have announced their opposition to the bill, too.
Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. As a House vote will be getting underway soon, Republican Representative Tom Cole tells reporters the numbers are just not there for Alejandro Mayorkas to be convicted in a Senate impeachment trial.
In this case, the Democratic secretary is not likely to be removed by a Democratic Senate. But by every performance you want to use, whether it's the amount of fentanyl coming across the border, the amount of illegal entries, the amount of crime, things have measurably gotten worse.
However, the U.S. House is ready to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Also at SRNNews.com, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says the heavy rains have caused a tough time for many Angelenos. Bass spoke to ABC 7 Los Angeles.
I have spent time with our fire chief going around town looking at some of the what is really devastation for many homeowners and residents who have had to suffer from mudslides related to the storm.
Most of Southern California remains under flood watches. The presidential primary campaign headed west to Nevada this week. First comes the Nevada presidential primary today. The Nevada Republican Party will also hold caucuses on Thursday. Former President Trump expected to prevail and win all of the state's delegates. The Dow up 93 points, but the Nasdaq losing 51 points. This is SRN News. Democrats from the Biden administration are trying to bar Christian agencies from participating in foster care because they do not accept the LGBT agenda. Herbie Newell is president of Lifeline Children's Services.
We need to realize that these things are real. It's not talking points. It's not politicians trying to scare you. Truly, there are states the federal government is trying to limit the exposure of faith-based people and specifically Christians from entering into this space.
He says liberals need a history lesson.
These services are distinctively Christian. They're biblical. It was the church from the very beginning in the book of Acts. And then in the first century, it was the church that was caring for orphans and widows and vulnerable children and vulnerable peoples.
Newell believes that Christian foster care ministries must use the law to protect their rights. This is SRN News. The times are changing in college sports.
A National Labor Relations Board regional official deciding Dartmouth basketball players are indeed employees of the school, clearing the way for an election that would create the first ever labor union for NCAA athletes. All 15 members of the men's basketball team signed a petition asking to join a union, which already includes other employees of that Ivy League school in Hanover, New Hampshire. Unionizing would allow the players to negotiate salary, but also working conditions, including practice hours and travel. Jason Walker reporting.
The popular diabetes treatment Mounjaro pushed Eli Lilly past fourth quarter forecast. And the drug maker expects 2024 to be even better, surpassing $41 billion this year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.